720 WGN. I am so appreciative of all the work that the Alzheimer's Association does, and it's always good news when you see the headlines that we saw break yesterday afternoon, and that is there's a new drug on the market. Well, it's not on the market yet. It's been approved by the FDA that shows it will modestly slow the progression of the disease. So we reached out to Olivia Matango. She's the Vice President of Programs, Alzheimer's Association of the Illinois Chapter. Thanks for joining us, Olivia. This is good news, right?
It is. Thank you so much for having me. It's fantastic news. It's exciting to be working at the Alzheimer's Association during this time when treatments are now available for those that are in the early stages. It's really exciting to be able to serve the community in this way. It's just terrific news.
Yeah, we talked to a son of an Alzheimer's patient, and his story was, it was just heart-wrenching. It was really heart-wrenching. And so we care about the patients. We see what the patients are going through, but the caretakers, the people surrounding those patients, they suffer greatly as well. Now, this isn't a cure for Alzheimer's, right?
This isn't a cure. There is no evidence that this or any treatment can restore or reverse lost memories or cognitive function due to Alzheimer's disease, but it does slow the disease progression, which is really a positive thing.
And is it called KISS? How do you say it?
I think this is how you say it. Kisunla.
Kisunla. Okay, Kisunla. Yes. It's K-I-S-U-N-L-A. And is this different from the last drug we heard about?
So no two treatments are the same. Last year, Leqembi was the drug that was approved by the FDA, and I think that's one that you're speaking to. Each treatment works differently and at different stages of amyloid plaque formation. Even if they achieve the same results regarding their impact on cognition and slowing the disease progression, it's really important for patients who may be eligible for these treatments to discuss the best option with their doctor. So no two treatments are the same.
And I would guess people are going to start texting saying, when will it be available at my doctor?
Absolutely. It's available now. The news dropped yesterday. I encourage anyone that might be suspecting that they're in the early stages or a family member might be in the early stages to seek their medical doctor's advice and, you know, find out if they, in fact, do have the early stages of dementia or mild dementia and see if this is an option for them.
I've been sharing your news in the form of a commercial, and they said that symptoms can appear 20—mild symptoms appear 20 years before the diagnosis sometimes.
Yes, that's what some of the research that we've been conducting at the association is showing, that it does take a while for it to really manifest. So that's why it's really important to do the things that you can do right now to take care of your brain health. And there are many things that you can be doing. Exercising, eating a healthy diet, watching your diabetes, watching your blood pressure, getting enough sleep, just making sure that you're really doing all the things you should be doing to prevent your risk, to prevent really developing this disease. So there's things that we can do now that help, that really help your risk, limit your risk.
It just shows that the funding, the dollars that people have given to the Alzheimer's Association are going to good use. This is Olivia Matango. She's the Vice President of Programs for Alzheimer's Association's Illinois Chapter. We're talking about this new drug. The information became available yesterday. And how many doses would a patient have to take?
In the clinical trials that were conducted, the treatment is administered through an IV every 4 weeks. Typically, infusions can be done at either a hospital or an infusion therapy center. So that's the information that we know that was happening during the clinical trials.
And I had read that during some of the clinical trials, there were few non-whites who were involved, like not many people of color. Is that true? And will this drug work for them as well?
That is true. true. Diverse populations have historically been underrepresented in clinical trials. This is something that we struggle with all the time at the association, because Alzheimer's affects everyone, and really because Black Americans and Hispanic Americans are at heightened risk compared to white Americans. This is a really important step. It's the right step in the right direction that 25% of the participants in the trial were Hispanic or Black. We need this information and data. We don't know from the clinical trials whether this drug will consistently reduce the level of brain amyloid plaques in persons from underrepresented populations. However, there is no evidence that anti-amyloid drugs will not work in people from underrepresented populations if they have evidence of amyloid buildup in their brain. People from underrepresented populations are often diagnosed later in the course of the disease and are misdiagnosed often too. This will likely have an impact on their ability to get access to the drug.
Darn. And yeah. The access really has to do with money. I was talking to John Williams today. He said the price is in the range of $32,000. Will Medicaid cover this drug?
The price of the drug is $32,000. You're absolutely right. Those that are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid, either as a full benefit dual eligible or in a Medicare savings program, can receive coverage, with Medicaid's role being to cover the individual at a 20% coinsurance payment.
Boy, that makes a difference. Because, if you are suffering, you're willing to pay whatever it takes. But some people just cannot come up with that kind of funding. So it's good to know that Medicare and Medicaid kick in, and hopefully insurance companies will as well. So people can go see their doctor now and inquire about this Alzheimer's drug that should slow the disease just a bit, right?
Absolutely. Please get in touch with your doctors right away. Early detection is so important to our work. This is why we're in communities all the time, speaking to different groups, diverse populations, letting them know that at any moment that you think you might be experiencing any kind of memory issues or a family member, please get in touch with your doctor, because these drugs are really for those in the early stages. So it's really important for us to really get that messaging out and for people to really tap into their resources.
Well, thank you for the work you do on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association, and thanks for getting the message out today. Have a beautiful 4th of July.
You too. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
That is Olivia Matango from the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.